Shavua Tov, Yitavach, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Today we read of one of those seminal stories of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and that is the story of Chet HaEgel. And the story of Chet HaEgel seems to be one of the low points, or one of the lowest points in Klal Yisrael's history. It's so bad that Rashi comments, Pasuk in this week's Sedra, that Ein Poraniyus Ba Al Yisrael, She'ein ba k'tzas mipiron avon ha'egel. There is no tzara, there is no punishment, there is no bad thing that happens to Klal Yisrael throughout time that doesn't have a little bit of Chet HaEgel included in it. It seems that this is so bad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never, ever, ever forget it. And this seems to be pretty striking on its face. The Gemara suggests a principle. When you find the word like in Megillas Esther, Vayihi, Vayihi b'mechashverosh. So Vayihi has an implication of something bad about to happen. Vahaya has is a harbinger of something good about to happen. Now, if you go through, I don't know the statistics exactly, but if you go through Tanakh, it's not clear that this holds up all the time. But nevertheless, Chazal make this point: Vayihi versus Vahaya. And it actually makes sense. There's a beautiful idea that underlies this. Lashon HaKodesh is a fascinating language. Take the word Yehi, which means, and it shall be some point in the future, and you put the Vav in front of it, Vayehi, and this future-bearing word now becomes past tense, and it happened, Vayehi, and it was. Similarly, you take the opposite word, Haya, which means it happened in the past, you take the Vav and you put it in front of the word, and it becomes a Vihaya, and now it is a forward meaning word, and it shall occur. So Vayehi takes a future word and converts it to past tense, and it happened. And Vahaya takes a past tense word and throws it into the future, and it shall occur. And each one of these words presages some type of either positive or negative, depending on which word we're talking about. And it makes a lot of sense, actually, because this is like when a person is stuck and mired in their past, no matter how good or how good positive or how healthy or how happy or how good their present circumstances might be. Some people are just rooted in their past resentments and difficulties and anger and toxicity, and they're just living back there. And that is a prescription for destruction. Vayihi, you take the future. And you, instead of taking the future, you turn it backwards and you just have it anchored in the past. And that's where you always are. The word Vahaya takes a word which means that it was past and flips it around into the future. And this represents a person who acknowledges the past, who acknowledges the pain and the suffering and the tsara of the past, but doesn't live there. This person is able to be forward-thinking and positive and confident with emunah and bitachon that there is a future. And this is the secret of Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. We're not a Vayehi people. We're a Vahaya people. We don't live in the past. We acknowledge the past as we look forward to the future. Now, if that is the case, it makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holding on to Chet HaEgel entirely incomprehensible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to live in the past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never let go of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a prisoner of the insult of Klal Yisrael, having shown no fidelity to Hashem and cheated, as it were, in the marriage. This is what Hashem is. Chas v'chalili, he can't say such a thing. And yet, says the Gemara, cited by Rashi, Ein Poraniyus Ba'al Yisrael, She'ein Ba'mikzas Pirona Avon Ha'egel. Every time is a punishment, a tzara, something for Klal Yisrael. Hashem is holding on to a little bit of Chet HaEgel. It's like a scorned spouse, right? 25 years ago, you didn't take out the garbage, and I asked you to do it. I'm still upset about it now. It doesn't make sense to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way. Furthermore, the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, we know, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Hadin, Slicha, Mechila, Kapara, we start fresh. We have a confidence that we start fresh every year with the experience of true and honest and genuine tshuva. So how does it make any sense at all whatsoever that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just holding on to this aver of Klal Yisrael and holding it over us forever and ever? I just add one more point to this. which is that the Gemara tells us, also cited Rashi at the end of Psolacha, Shnei Luchos Avanim Garishonim Asher Shibarta. So the Gemara says that Asher Shibarta, Hashem says to Moshe, craft these new luchos, the ones that you broke, right? Hashem is sticking it to Moshe. You broke these luchos. You have to make new ones. But the Medrash says, Asher Shibarta, Yasher Koach Shibarta. Asher is Yasher Koach. We know what Yasher Koach means, right? So Hashem is giving him a big Yasher Koach that he destroyed the luchos. Where did Chazal see that in the Pasuk? So Asher Shibarta, the next week is going to be Shabbos Mevarchim. Shabbos Mevarchim, we ask Hashem for Osher and Osher. Osher with an ayin is wealth, and Osher with an aleph is like joy, happiness, contentment. Osher, a life full of real deep, deep happiness. And Osher. So Chazal, I think, are picking up on Asher Shibarta, Asher Miloshon Osher. And Hashem is saying, Yasher Koyach, that you destroyed the Luchos. So how do we understand all this? Hashem is, on the one hand, holding Chet HaEgel forever and ever, for all eternity. On the other hand, Yasher Koyach Sheshibarta. It's not that it's good that you destroyed the Luchos, because those Jewish people don't deserve it. Osher is like happiness. There's happiness here. Hashem's happy that Moshe destroyed the Luchos. Hashem's happy that there was a consequence for Chet HaEgel. Hashem's happy that Moshe got upset and angry by Yashlich and he throws the Luchos down. Doesn't make sense to understand it, certainly on that level. But there is a notion here, with all the Mefarshim and how to understand Moshe's throwing of the Luchos, there is Osher here. Yasher Koyach Sheshibarta. So let's pull this all together. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea. The Avodas Yisrael citing Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. And he poses the various questions which I just said in one way or another and suggests the following. I think the best way to explain this idea, which I'm about to say, is think about the glass that you break at the end of a chuppah. So if you go to any, from kosher restaurant and the waiter drops his stuff and the glasses fall to the ground or the dishes fall, everybody in the restaurant yells mazel tov, right? Everybody yells mazel tov. The breaking of the glass is mazel tov, simcha, right? But of course, the breaking of the glass is not simcha at all. The breaking of the glass reminds us of the Churban Habayis. So think about this metaphor as we say this beautiful idea from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. It says the following. You have two people. One person grew up in a nice religious family, good parents, healthy relationships, good education, wonderful rabbeim, supportive environment, religiously, spiritually, emotionally, physically. And the child turns out to be a nice firm Jew. So it's beautiful, right? It's beautiful. But it's not entirely, shocking. There's no great amazement over here. To the naked eye, one would think that, this is really all but expected. You wouldn't expect anything else. Or you shouldn't. You would be nonplussed of the outcome. And this indeed is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai said Nasa v'nishmar. Or Har Sinai said Nasa v'nishmar. Nasa v'nishmar means that we're taking upon ourselves all the obligations and commitments of the Torah. And that's a big, big deal. But you wouldn't have expected anything else. Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, holding on to a Masorah for centuries, now finally standing at Har Sinai, having witnessed the miracles of Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you really wouldn't have expected anything different. And then you have somebody who all the stars are aligned against them. They grew up in a terrible home, terrible parents, toxic environment, no Torah, no Yiddishkeit, no Rebbeim, no anything. And this person decides that they're going to live a life of Torah and mitzvos. Now that is a wow factor. That is a pella. That is something which is extraordinary, really extraordinary. Says Reb Levi Yitzchak, Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, you would have thought, is the first scenario. You wouldn't have expected anything different. Nasa v'nishma. They did what you expected. Comes along Chet HaEgel 40 days later, and Bnei Yisrael engage in some version, form of Avodah Zarah, crafting, using, bowing, worshiping, whatever they did with that golden calf, this was not loyalty to Hashem. So this is a terrible indictment on Klal Yisrael, says Reb Levi Yitzchak. No, this indicates that when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, it wasn't, as they say, muvan me'elav. It was not self-evident that they would have made that choice. Because just 40 days later, they have this tshuka, they have this desire, which they fall prey to, of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. So it turns out that the fact that Klal Yisrael, and they do tshuva for it, but in the fact that Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma is an extraordinary thing. It indicates their bechira, not that they were just on a path, that their parents and their grandparents and everybody, they were just following the positive, wonderful environment they were brought up in. No! B'nai Yisrael could have very easily not said Nasa v'nishma. And the proof of it is Chet HaEgel 40 days later. So as it turns out, Chet HaEgel is not the greatest indictment of Klal Yisrael. It is not the lowest point necessarily of Klal Yisrael, although it is a low point, but it is the greatest limud zchus for Klal Yisrael, the greatest merit, because what it indicates, what it shows us, is that Klal Yisrael's positive decisions were extraordinary in and of themselves. And that, perhaps, is why Hashem says, Yashakoyach Sheshibarta, because there is a little bit of joy here. There is a little bit of happiness. There is sadness, for sure. There is sadness. Not a great thing. But there's a great limud zchus here as well. It shows that when Klal Yisrael, every decision that Klal Yisrael made from Nasa v'Nishma and going forward is a real decision, because they could have done just the opposite. When they chose positive, when they got it right, they could have gotten it wrong, and they could have chose wrong. And so every tzara that happens to Klal Yisrael in the future, every tzara, every punishment, Hashem will always remember Chet HaEgel. Meaning, Hashem is going to remember the zechus, the merit that Chet HaEgel provides. That Klal Yisrael is extraordinary. That their Nasa v'Nishma was not self-evident. That they made a choice. And every mitzvah that Klal Yisrael does going forward is made out of a choice. And that makes it extraordinary. And the message herein, thus, is that like the breaking of the glass, like the breaking of the glass has a little bit of sadness to it. We remember the Chorban. But there's also hope. There's a new couple that just stood under the chuppah. They're going to build a bayis naman b'Yisrael. That breaking of the glass has a shtickel sadness for sure. That's what it was meant to be. But we overlay it with some positivity and hope. We're not living in vayehi, taking the future and just being stuck in Chorban and stuck in the past. We acknowledge the past. We acknowledge the mistakes. We acknowledge the sin. We acknowledge it. And then we look forward with emunah and bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's an extraordinary message here in it as well, that when we look at ourselves and when we look at others, we shouldn't define ourselves and others through the mistakes. So, you know, I failed. I did this aver. I did this sin. I didn't daven properly. I said this lashon hara. And therefore, I define myself through my averas. And sometimes I define other people through their averas. But the message of the Chet HaEgel, Yasher Koyach Sheshibarta, is to remind us that even though sometimes we sin, sometimes we fail, we should define ourselves by the positive choices we make, because those positive choices are extraordinary. The Haraya, look, we sinned as well. So my bracha to you and me and all of us together is that we should be zocha to acknowledge our past so we can have a hopeful future, and with the Muna and Bitachon and the Ribbono Shel Olam to bring great osher to ourselves, to our friends, our neighbors, our community, and all of Klal Yisrael. A good vach to all.